Describe a person whose work or job is useful to society. What jobs are well paid? There are lots of jobs that pay well. For example, nowadays, programmers, especially the good ones who graduated from top-level universities, can easily find high-paying jobs, which is also why tons of college graduates flock to IT companies. Besides, being a lawyer is a good profession to make top dollar, especially if you're in a high-ranking position. After all, lawyers always have to deal with tons of complex matters. What are the changes in working conditions? I suppose that in general, working conditions have improved. Overall speaking, workers definitely have more rights than they used to, and I think that's been reflected in working conditions. A lot of jobs are more accommodating for any special needs, and they don't usually overwork people as much. For example, I know there are more companies that have started allowing workers to take a nap after lunch, and some of them even provide lounge chairs. What are the impacts of the epidemic on the work environment? Well, one impact of the epidemic is that many work environments have become remote. So many people are working from home now, which is great for some people, but more challenging for others, like parents who have young children at home. Going forward, that might mean that a majority of jobs can be done online. That'll definitely change the way people get jobs. An impact is that many jobs that can't be done remotely, like retail and tour guides, might be gone for good because of the lockdowns during the pandemic. Which jobs in your country have low wages? Why are their wages low? Unfortunately, a lot of essential jobs have low wages. People who work in the service industry don't get paid a lot. They usually just get minimum wage. People who do manual labor also have low wages. For example, factory workers and laborers are some of the lowest paying jobs. It's such a shame because those jobs are really important for keeping society functioning. But it also makes sense that those jobs don't require much skills and education, which means the workers doing those jobs can be easily replaced. What working skills or skills useful for work should be taught to high school students? It seems to me that high school students should have to study accounting. A lot of high schools already have this kind of class in their curriculum, but it's not often a required course. I think learning how to do that kind of math is really helpful for lots of jobs in business or finance. High school students should also learn some basic technology skills. They should be exposed to different software and learn how to use a computer well. What working skills or skills useful for work should be taught to college students? I think that college students should learn how to write well. They don't need to take creative writing classes by any means, but they should learn how to communicate well and make a persuasive argument. It will help them advance in their careers, no matter what field they go into. It might also be helpful for them to learn coding. It might seem weird, but coding comes up in a surprisingly high number of jobs. Do you think younger people should be lower paid than older people? No, I don't think that younger people should be paid less than older people if they are performing the same job at the same level of experience. However, if an older person has been working at a company for many years, they may have a higher level of pay due to their experience, and that is normal. If two people start a new job at the same time, one young and one old, they should be paid the same salary. Age does not automatically guarantee more pay.